It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and this is reason number one why we love Fridays. We get to have a special guest on board for an hour or so with our interesting islander segment. And boys, oh boys, sometimes the stars just align and a great idea comes out and you just go, oh, why didn't I think of that sooner? We've had Anne McCrae with us for a very long time, over the past 2 weeks.
Yes, two weeks.
Anne has come on as our one of our weekend news announcers. So I said to myself, I said, you know what? Paul Allen works in this building. I see him all the time.
And unfortunately.
Paul and Anne, they were morning show co-hosts together for 20 years.
No, we were work husband, work wife.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I just want to say before we start this, because I find it funny, I've been watching The Sopranos lately again for the 20th time. Mm-hmm. So today, it may be 2024 out there, but it's 1997 in here.
A true display of Anne McCrae right there. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. So this is awesome. Reuniting you two on the radio, which is just perfect. Mm-hmm. You have been working at Elections PEI now for a while, Paul?
Yep, since about 2016.
Okay. Yep. When did you come to the island originally? All right, before, was it radio that brought you here?
Of course it was.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no, wait a second. Back that up. I was drawn here because I knew my future wife was here.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Get some brownie points,
yeah.
No, I moved here for radio, of course. I started radio in Windsor, my hometown, Ontario.
Right.
Moved to Newfoundland for a couple of years, and then landed here in Charlottetown, and actually started at what is CHTN, Ocean 100.
Yeah.
When it was 1190.
Yeah, 1190 CHTN AM.
Yeah, with a little heartbeat for its logo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Good time. Friends, as, happy.
As a matter of fact, again? What's that?
The old CHTN liner was like, good friends, happy people.
Sure. Sure.
Let's hear your version, Paul.
Something like that. Never mind. I can't remember.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
But it was like 38 years ago that Don Mabee, a friend of mine in radio, and I started Jukebox Drive on CHTN.
Jukebox Drive. Staple.
It's a long time.
Huh.
And that was a lot of fun. That was probably my most fun in radio doing that show.
Yeah, I bet. And it was a good concept. The music was always good.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I got the wheels turning here now.
Were you alive then?
I think I might have been alive then. You were actually the first person to give me a break in radio back in the day.
And to the Ocean audience, I apologize. I'm really sorry. I don't know what I was thinking at the time.
Hired me when I was just a kid to drive the cruiser for a summer.
You did that.
So I have been instilling all of the cruiser knowledge that I have on our cruiser drivers over the years. So if you're wondering what's wrong with them, that's why. No, they're all really great.
Awesome.
All really great. But no, Paul gave me my first chance doing that and eventually turned into a gig down the road. And we worked side by side too.
Yeah, you did afternoons when I was doing mornings.
Quite some time too, which was very cool. All right, we're going to unpack some more and we're going to talk about Paul's love of art, and even move a few pieces today for you. See what happens.
Sweet.
This is what we do. This is what we do, buddy.
Shameless plugs.
You should hear me talk about my own trivia show.
We do.
Ad nauseum. More with Paul Allen coming up.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly.
Since 2004, 90% of women say they've done this to improve their appearance.
Lottery, the $5 multiplier ticket, and the $10 cash blast. Must be 19 or over.
All right, Paul, it's likely been a while since you've done one of these, but let it rip, dog.
Yeah, I'm really happy to see you gave me the good forecast for the weekend for the Cavendish Beach Music Fest.
You're welcome, sir.
Let's start off. Mix of sun and cloud. That's pretty good. But the chance of showers, what's that? High 26, humidex 31 today. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance of showers. And then Saturday, chance of showers beginning in the morning. Risk of a thunder shower in the afternoon. Winds are light. High of 20 and a humidex of 26. Right now, it is 17 in Charlottetown and Summerside.
Hey, very good.
The dulcet tones of Paul Allen bringing the weather to you this morning. I love it. Paul and Ann used to have a show together, and we got them back together on the airwaves in the morning.
Too bad we have no school to cancel.
Oh, well.
We'll chat more coming up after Third Eye Blind. It's Ocean. Good morning. Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life, it's Ocean 100. Interesting Islander Day is Fridays, and we have Paul Allen with us here today. Paul Allen used to patrol the early morning airwaves for many, many years.
A long time.
With Anne McRae. And I mean, like, when I was younger growing up and listening to the radio, hoping school would be canceled for Unit 3.
Yeah, Unit 3, Unit
4. You guys were the boys.
It was closed for the day.
We were the ones.
You guys were the ones.
And people thought kids on buses thought we were married.
Yeah, we did.
But you guys were an item.
Well, they just I guess because we're in the morning canceling school and doing all these kind of happy things, they just figure
and we got along and people thought that, you know, we were together for the longest time.
But if you were, like, I've tried to explain it to people about my experience over the last year because I'm still so new in radio, but there's nothing quite like being in a room with your colleagues for 4 hours, you know, like it's a very unique experience.
Well, it is. And like, radio is different than I think other businesses because you can like your coworkers or you can like your coworkers. And it's not like your coworkers then become your family and you have to get along because you're in close confines, like, for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Otherwise you and Darcy would be in here like duking it out.
Battling it out. It would become unbearable.
Yeah. You really have to enjoy each other. And that's what I found, not just working with Anne, but everyone in the radio world that we've worked with over the years that I've remained friends with, because you become a small family, a small radio family.
Yep. No, I completely agree with
that. And you are, especially when you think of things like, you know, winter storms, like you're all staying overnight somewhere and trudging through. It was Juan,
We're
walking through like 10 feet of snow in the morning and a lineup of people. Mm-hmm.
I remember when White Juan hit, as we stayed at the Delta that night. Yes. We were walking up Water Street and it was up to our waist and we were holding on to each other's coats like a little chain going up the street.
Yeah, you couldn't see. Up to our waist, holding on to each other's coat. And Faye.
She got lost.
Faye had to be like directly behind us because Faye is like about 5 feet. So
that's pushing it. She's three apples tall if she's an inch.
Hi, Faye.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah, no, that you do. So you develop a sort of closeness. And when you're up so early and with this morning show thing, you know, you're up in the morning, it's dark and nobody else is awake and you're sitting in a room.
Barely
with
awake.
The same person, barely awake for 4 hours every morning. Yeah.
And it's not like we haven't seen each other because we remain friends. Like Ann and I go for lunch.
Yeah, we go out for lunch.
At least once a month.
Yes, we do indeed.
And solve the world's problems.
We have them all solved. We're just waiting for someone to ask us.
Okay.
But is it hard for
coming
you?
Coming up after eight.
Is it hard for you, Paul? I noticed, like, I was saying to Anne the other day, so years ago I used to be a server, a waitress, and to this day I still find it hard to be at a restaurant and not be noticing if the service is good. So when you are here now or listening to radio, are you always listening or thinking like, oh, I wonder, like, oh, gee, I wouldn't have done that.
Critiquing? Yeah.
There is an element of that, I think, that happened.
Everyone does that.
Yeah, I found that after. But I've been over that for quite a while, too. But when I first left, I found it difficult.
Why would you do that? Why are you saying that? That sort of thing, yeah.
But that's long over.
I'm very nervous.
No one's looking at you, Darcy. No one is.
I'm good, guys. I'm all right. I learned from you, too, so it's all good. All right. Well, you're here for the celebration calendar. You've done a bunch of these over the years, I'm sure. Let's dive right in. Gloria Painter, a.k.a. Meemaw. Happy birthday, love your four granddaughters. Belated birthday for Laura Roach of the 7 Mile Road, from all your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Simone Arsenault, happy birthday from your brother Mike and sister-in-law Ann. James Ford, happy 51st from your wife Amanda. Tomorrow, Hudson Ford is celebrating a 6 from Mom, Dad, Caitlin, Mamie, Ginger, and Patrick. Tomorrow, Asher also celebrating from Mom, Dad, and Aria. Greg Roach is celebrating a 41st birthday tomorrow. He's the home designer at Callback's Home Hardware. there. That's from all the staff. Greg, have a great day, pal. Devin Garnham in Kensington celebrating as well. And Jeff Squires in St. Peter's Harbor, 55 today from your younger wife and the boys.
And happy birthday today to James Ford in Oysterbed Bridge, turning 51 today. Melissa McDonald is celebrating 43 years today. Happy birthday. Clarence Biot of Tignish is 65. Happy 67th anniversary to Barry and Joyce Stevenson from Sherwood. That's from their sons, Troy, Holly, Dwayne, Karen, grandchildren, Emily, Hannah, Shelby, Carter, and Mila, and great-grandchildren, Hanson and Millie.
Melissa McPherson in Stratford celebrating a birthday. Emily Forrest in Stratford also celebrating a birthday. Stephen Harris is turning, well, he's celebrating a birthday on July 7th. Tammy and Jamie Cormier are celebrating a 28th wedding anniversary. Wishing you many more. Howard Martin is 71 years old. Love from your younger friends. We want to give a shout out to Joe Ronnie McDonald in East Point. After 50 years of bulk milk dairy farm pickups and delivering to ADL and Perfection Foods at the time, with bulk milk carrier R.A. Rose & Sons, Joe has retired. His last pickup was June 30th. Family, farms, and friends having a retirement celebration for him this weekend. Congrats, Joe, from your family and farming community. And finally, a big, big birthday, Jennifer Evans, celebrating birthday. Happy birthday to you, Jennifer, from all of us here and, of course, from your family, Lee, Cake. Laurel, John, Cake. And Chester.
Cake.
Yeah, no, if it was my job to get the cake, I didn't. So someone else is going to have to save me on that one.
All right, so
get the cake. Bring it in. 10 o'clock cake today. Happy birthday, Jennifer. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating. Hey, let's give away a couple of bridge passes. We are going to give away a bridge pass to Laura Roach and Diana Curley. Hey, we got your address. We will send those out to you. Happy birthday.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com. Any
meters of rain with a risk of a thunder shower in the afternoon, a high of 20. Download the Confederation Bridge app and stay up to date with travel conditions. It's 17 now in both Summerside and Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
All right. Thanks very much, Anne. It's 8:04. Welcome aboard Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown at Kinloch Home Hardware. Okay. Let's first and foremost take care of an additional birthday wish here for Nick McIntyre of Charlottetown. He's celebrating on the 7th. So have a terrific birthday on the weekend, my friend. All right. For Darcy's Trivia, for Robin's Donuts, it's also draw day. What musical boasts the most total performances all time on Broadway? What is it? We've had a variety of answers, some correct, some incorrect. The one I was looking for today was not Cats. Oh, well, your mic's on. It was Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
I was leaning to Cats.
I saw the light bulb come on over Jill's head there. Oh, it's Phantom of the Opera. It is. Yeah, it is. All right. Congratulations to Mike Brown, our winner of the $100 gift card. I am going to send you a quick message. I'll let you know all the details and how you can claim your prize. Congratulations. We will have more with good friend Paul Allen coming up next. He is our interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
Calling all sun seekers and cost cutters. It's Solar Jeff here from Hanson Solar Energy. And let me tell you, time is ticking. That's right, there are only a limited number of spots left for solar panel installations in 20.
Every budget, Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, two great island companies working hard to keep you warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Stop by their showroom in Summerside or Charlottetown or give them a call. Your authorized Kerr dealer.
All right, 8:10 at Ocean 100. Good morning and welcome aboard. It is 17 degrees across the board right now, Charlottetown, Summerside, and in Montague as we get into a Friday. And on Fridays, we have more fun because it's Interesting Islander Day. For Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Paul Allen joining us today, friend. It has been it's been a while since we've been on the airwaves together.
Which it has been a while,
which is great. And this whole idea all kind of came about because Anne McCray joined us here at Ocean 100 not too long ago, and she's been filling in for the past 2 weeks for Scott. And it just seemed to make sense because you guys were together on air for so many years.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think we've been on. Well, no, we haven't been on air together.
No, not like since what, 2012, 2013,
somewhere in there.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
And over the years, I mean, obviously you'd have many, many stories. I'm getting messages right now from a lot of people, Jeff Jardine being one of them, saying, ask him about the funny phone.
I had a co-conspirator with this one because I was the mumbly old man in the background.
Uh-huh.
And we called Jeff, who is a pharmacist.
Right.
And the person I had helping, she was my wife, and she's calling him to say she doesn't know what's going on because I was using the Polygrip. And I accidentally used crazy glue or something, and my mouth was glued shut. God. So Jeff fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. There were so many good ones like that. You talked about your friend Beth Johnson having her birthday last week. When Beth worked at the city of Charlottetown, there was a crow hotline put on when the issue with the crows in Victoria Park.
Right.
Yeah.
And I called her as an old guy because the crows were in my house. And you're pooping. That was a good one. Forby Kennedy was one of my all-time favorites.
I think that's probably the best one.
Yeah, him and Bill Riley, 200 miles away. And then, of course, which I was just reminded of about Darcy. I forgot that I had called you.
Yeah. No, it was funny because we had just went golfing. And on one of the holes, it was interesting. It was kind of a blind tee off. And I hit it over the trees. And I guess it landed close to the green where the group ahead of us were playing. A group of tourists from Quebec. So we got up there and my ball was on a tee. So it had landed close enough that they wanted to make sure that I realized that, hey, you hit into us. But they seemed all right.
And I'm scowling.
Yeah, they seemed all right about it.
They did get up and walk away. Yeah.
But then I'm sitting at my desk 2 days later and the phone rings and it's it's the pro at the golf course on the phone saying, yeah, we got a guy here who's pretty upset. You hit him with a golf ball when you were out with your group the other day. I'm like, excuse me? I'm like, I saw those guys and they didn't say anything about that.
Yeah.
So basically the gig was I had to, he was going to send the guy to the station to see me and I was going to apologize in person.
Yeah.
But Paul was the guy that got hit in the background screaming obscenities in French. Which was fun.
Okay. Thinking I was.
Pretend French, anyway.
Pretend French. Yeah, pretend French.
Yeah, Funny Phone was definitely a good one, and a lot of people are talking about it.
I challenged Cowboy Mike Hughes to a match.
And that started a whole other Facebook persona, because you were a cowboy with a Q.
Cowboy Joe with a Q. Yeah.
Cowboy Joe.
Yeah,
I remember it. And I think the Facebook page might still exist because I get reminded every July 1st
of its
Cowboy Joe's birthday.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't have the password for that one to take it off.
You can't get in and get it down.
It's there forever.
Forever.
Oh, man. Some great memories from over the years. Yeah. We'll chat more. And I'm still going to move some pieces of art coming up here very soon for you. Okay.
Okay.
We got lots more to chat about here on Ocean 100. Paul Allen's our interesting islander for Ken Mack Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
Great beaches, great food, and great cookware.
Hi, I'm the town.
Feel good summer on Ocean 100, powered by Mill River Resort, PEI's four-season, four-star resort.
All right, Paul, take her away.
All right, so today, a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, a chance of showers, but there's a chance that it won't happen. So let's look at it that way. High of 26, humidex of 31, partly cloudy tonight, and again, a slight chance of showers, low of 17. Cloudy tomorrow morning, few showers in the morning, a risk of a thunder shower in the afternoon, and light winds, high of 20 with a humidex of 26. So make sure you have the sunscreen for Cavendish Beach Music Fest. It's 18 in Summerside, 18 in Charlottetown.
Tossing in those helpful radio tidbits. Look at you. Don't forget your sunscreen. We are having fun with Paul Allen. This has been great. He's our interesting islander today. We'll wrap things up. Also, if you haven't texted me Porter yet, you should. I'll give you to the end of the song and we'll have our next qualifier. Cutting crew, just died in your arms, Ocean 100.
Yeah.
It's H24. Welcome aboard Interesting Islander Friday here at Ocean 100 for Ken Mack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. We're chatting with Paul Allen. I do want to tidy this up really quick, though. Mm-hmm. Trent DeRoche, congratulations. You're one of our final qualifiers with the Fly Away with Porter contest. So, hey, don't have to wait very long to find out. On Monday, we are going to make the draw with our pal Doug Newson from YYG Charlottetown Airport. Two more chances today, 12:10 and at 4:10. Paul, a thing that I knew about you for the longest time, but you've really kind of dove into it a bit more over the last several years, is your art. Mm-hmm. You are a very, very talented painter.
Thank you very much, sir.
And you have been sought out by people to do paintings. Mm-hmm. And you have a website for said paintings that would look perfect hanging in someone's living room.
PaulAllenArt.com.
What is it?
Yeah. PaulAllenArt.com.
PaulAllenArt.com.
Yeah.
All right. So check that out. There's some beautiful pieces on there. And I've been thinking about commissioning you to paint me something of your choosing for my office here at work.
Oh wow!
That will be scary.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
No, I'm really pleased that if I can get the name right, Council of Professional Association of Psychologists, they have an annual convention.
Right.
In the last couple of years, they've commissioned a piece that they award one of their outstanding psychologists, and it's amazing. In the name of Dr. Rhonda Matters, the late Dr. Right. Rhonda Matters, who was such a phenomenal psychologist from the island.
Oh,
so it's island scenes that I'm giving them.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I see it on social all the time.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
It's impressive that you can have, like, you're so funny and you have this awesome sense of humor and then the beauty that is your painting.
That's my inner beauty coming.
It's your inner beauty shining, Paul.
I'm puking over.
That's it, exactly.
Obviously, though, we're seeing the messages come in, and your time on radio, you left such an impression on people in that they're reciting moments that happened many, many years ago that they're recalling, and then you're leaving your art in the world as well. So quite a legacy, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of Paul Allen kicking around. Gotta love it. gotta love it. Any other big highlights for you guys? I mean, you guys were a team for many, many years.
We had so many celebrities come through, too. That was kind of neat that we've got to interview, like Daryl Sittler, Gordie Howe. Well, as a matter of fact, it was a few years back. I was going to make a list. I thought, I'm going to start writing stuff down. Maybe I'll write a book.
Like, yeah, you should write stuff down because I'm finding here, as we're talking about this now, that there's like, things that
you can't remember.
I don't remember. Yeah, so, new prompt, and then I go, oh, yeah.
I'm writing down a list of celebrity names, and top of my list was Roger Moore, and I put it down. The next day, he died.
Yes, well,
and right, I didn't do anything else. I said, that's a sign. Yeah. Don't do a book.
No,
you can't kill off all those people.
You killed Roger Moore.
I killed Roger Moore.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
We certainly had a lot of fun working through hurricanes and snowstorms.
Yeah, some
snow
of the bad weather things were fun.
I only missed one day in 34 years of radio because of a snowstorm.
Yeah, a fun day, which was you, but also Scott, and was the hurricane, when there was no power, but there was an election the next day, and we were all in, and we had the generator and little,
that election happened that day when everyone woke up. They were voting by candlelight
in most places. And walking, you had to wait for a while for the polling stations
hurricane
to open.
Wanted,
walking,
And the other fun thing that really stuck to me was the effects that the radio had on the communities across the island.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing it right still, where you're still reaching out to the communities and a part of the community. That's what radio is to me. I know it's a business first, but it's also touching the community. And on Saturday nights, we used to charter a bus. All the guys would get on the bus. We had a few ringers, and we would play hockey in different communities across the island. And we'd land up in Tignish, say.
Yeah.
And we'd get off the bus, and the people would be waiting there in lines on both sides, like slapping our hands like we're NHL players. And after the game, it was like down to the Legion with like tables and tables of lobster rolls. And we're treated like royalty. It was such a fantastic experience, but it was so fun to reach out. But we also, in doing that, we were pretty stupid in some of the gags we pulled.
I've heard lots of stories. And you know what? They're not going to be aired.
Well, there's a lot of things has changed quite considerably.
There's things you can't discuss, but there were some gags we did on the ice that we thought were really funny, and in certain circumstances they would have worked, but we didn't do enough planning ahead to see who the audience was for that particular gag, and then it would it'd slap us in the face.
Yeah.
Didn't work, but everybody, we had a lot of fun.
Everybody that ever wore a Chargers uniform at some point is holding their breath right now.
Charger boy.
Yeah.
Handstand, yes.
Well, listen, man, it has been an absolute pleasure having you in here. You know, you obviously mean a lot to my career. We worked together for a very long time, and great to have you on here again.
Thanks so much. It's been a ball being here and reminiscing and looking at some of those messages that are coming through.
Yeah, I know.
You know what you realize here, that as we're sitting, like, boy, oh boy, time goes fast.
Does it ever?
Yeah.
Does it ever?
I'm looking at your wrinkly face there.
I love it. Perfect way to end it.
Oh, yeah.
Say it like it is.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show.